This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. You know, that place where notifications ping like angry hornets and doom scrolling feels like a national spot. But let's be real, haven't we all felt that burning sensation of overload sometimes? Like our brains are on permanent high alert thanks to the constant buzz of screens? Ever get that feeling like your phone is slowly but surely taking over your life? You know that feeling when you are trying to relax, maybe catch up on a book or just have some quiet time with yourself, and then bam. Your brain screams for attention because there's a new notification, a tweet, an email. It's like a digital siren song pulling you back in. Today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for self-care and relaxation in this hyper-connected world. Because guess what? We deserve a break. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your mind and soul. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you carve out that precious space. 1. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. This is non-negotiable, folks. Think of them like digital fences around your time and energy. Decide what apps or websites can have access to your attention during specific hours. Maybe no social media after 9 p.m. or dedicate certain times for work only and others for pure unplugged relaxation. Remember, you're the boss of your own technology. 2. Phone-free zones. This one is a game-changer. Designate areas in your home, your bedroom, maybe the dining table as phone-free zones. It's like creating a sanctuary where you can truly disconnect and be present. Imagine having a conversation with loved ones without constantly checking for notifications. It's amazing what you miss when you're glued to your screen. 3. Embrace the power of no. Don't feel obligated to respond to every email, text, or social media message instantly. You don't have to be available 24/7. It's okay to politely decline requests if they drain your energy or disrupt your self-care time. Remember, saying no sometimes is a superpower, not a weakness. 4. Find your digital detox rituals. Think of these as your digital spa treatments for the mind and soul. A hot bath with calming music. A walk in nature, leaving your phone behind. Reading a good book without any distractions. Find what truly helps you recharge and reconnect with yourself. 5. Reframe your relationship with technology. This isn't about demonizing technology, it's about using it mindfully. Think of it as a tool to enhance your life, not control it. Set intentions for how you want to use it each day and stick to them. Remember, you're in the driver's seat. Okay, let me paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're finally getting around to that project you've been putting off, maybe writing that short story, sketching those illustrations, or finally tackling that DIY project. You feel inspired and ready to create something amazing, but then your phone starts buzzing. A notification pops up, another one, and suddenly your focus is shattered. You find yourself scrolling through social media for the next hour, feeling guilty and disconnected from your creative flow. Sound familiar? It's a trap we all fall into sometimes. But by implementing those boundaries and finding your digital detox rituals, you can reclaim that time and energy, turning it back into moments of genuine inspiration and fulfillment. So remember, friend, creating a safe space for self-care and relaxation in the digital age is a superpower. It's about reclaiming control, prioritizing your well-being, and rediscovering the joy of being present in each moment. You deserve to have that peace, that focus, that sense of calm. Make sure you share this episode with anyone who needs a little digital detox inspiration. And let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag me at Rachel Carter Podcast and tell me your favorite self-care rituals. Until next time, stay connected, but most importantly, stay balanced.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.